Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Yud, Gittin 10a, pagination is 19, starting from the Mishnah about 6 lines from the top. Kol get, any document. Over here the word get is referring to any document. Sheyesh alav eid kusi, which has a kusi witness upon it, puzzle is going to be invalid. Rashi tells us that this group of people called kusim, who were kind of Jewish, but chashidi a'edus sheker, they were not trusted on many things, and among them is they weren't trusted on testimony to be honest. And therefore, if one of the witnesses is a person from this sect, it would not be accepted as a valid document. Chutz, with the exception of Migite Noshem Veshechrure Avodim, bill of divorce for a woman, or a freedom document for a slave, these documents that change the status of these people, if there was only one kusi on it, but the other witness was a recognized Jew, it would be accepted. The Gemara grapples with why such an interesting ruling. Number one, that we only accept one kusi out of the two witnesses that are required. And number two, that the only time that we're going to accept an eid kusi, even one, is only on these status-changing documents of get and eved. But otherwise, once there's one eid kusi in it, it's no good. The Gemara, one line up at the end of the line, explains, Le'olam Rabbi Elazar, it's following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that generally the kusim were not careful with mitzvahs. Ukigon dechatem Yisrael libesof. But the example here is that the Yisrael, the good known Jew, signed after him. De'ilav dekusi chaver have. If not for the fact that this particular kusi is a person of good repute, lo machtim le mikame, the Jew would never have allowed the kusi to sign before him as an act of prestige. He wouldn't have allowed him to sign first. Apparently, this kusi, even though he's part of that sect, but he was known as an observant Jew, and that's his status in this document. And therefore, as long as one of them is a known Jew, the kusi, if he's configured as signing first and the other Jew signing second, would be accepted as the second required witness. Tosfos points out that the approach of the Gemara over here is based on the assumption that kosher mid'oraisa digeri emes hein. We're following the assumption that the kusim intrinsically, biblically, were considered good converts, and that intrinsically we're assuming they're basically good, but it was a caution over here. And this configuration, this evidence from the way the other Jew signed, is enough to make this valid. Asks the Gemara, you just explained why one kusi is accepted and certainly not two, because you need that other Jew to validate that he was a good kusi. Ihochi, but you still have a problem that you didn't really explain our Mishnah. Afilu shar shtaros nami. other documents should work the same way. If indeed you're accepting a kusi, because whatever their level of observance was, once you have him configured in that way, you're willing to accept him, so then by all documents, it should be like that. And for some reason, our Mishnah said, only one kusi and only by get. Ella, what's the explanation that you don't accept it by other documents? Amrina and Rav Chashavak leman dekashish minei. It could very well be that he left space for someone older than him to sign, meaning the good Jew with the good reputation may have skipped a line, signed, expecting that one of the older people in the room who also witnessed the event would be the first signator. And they ended up putting a kusi in that slot. That's why most shtaros are not going to be accepted if you go ahead and find a kusi in there. But by get, it's going to be accepted. Asks the Gemara, Hachanami, by a get also. Why don't you have to worry? Rav Chashavak leman dekashish minei, that he left a space and thought they would put someone older than him in the first slot of testimony, and they ended up putting in this kusi without him realizing. Why is get different? Amar Rav Papa said, Zoso meres, there's a big difference. Witnesses on a get are not allowed to sign without the other one. My time of why? There's a rule in place. Because if a husband says, I want all of you to sign a get for my wife, they would all be obligated to be signing in order for the get to be valid, because that's the condition that the husband made. And therefore, whenever we have a situation that people are signing a get, they need to make sure who else is signing. And therefore, there's no such thing as a person skipping a line and thinking some unknown people who might be older than me are going to be signing in the first slot. By a get, it doesn't work that way. By a get, it's very clear who the people are. It's, you'll excuse the expression, premeditated. It's calculated. It's not just whoever witnessed can sign, and as long as we get two. And therefore, by get, we're not worried that there is someone else signing here who's not valid. If we see a good, reputable Jew signing, then the second signature, or the other signature, the one of the kusi, can assumed to be a kusi chaver. Now, in halacha, Yeridea Reish Samach Zayin, Se'if Mem Zayin, this case is brought that Eid Echad kusi is normally pasul, chutz migitei noshem v'shechrurei avodim, except in the case of a get and an eved's freedom document, with the assumption that he's a kusi chaver, that he's a reputable kusi, even though most people from that sect weren't, but this person is. The Pischei Tshuva wonders why, when the Mechaber introduces this concept that a single kusi in a document could be good, why doesn't the Mechaber require that the kusi be the first one signing and the Yisrael Kasha be the second one signing, so that it's clear that the kusi chaver was being endorsed, if you will, by the kosher Jew with the good reputation? The Mechaber does not seem to care whether the kusi signs first or second. And the Pischei Tshuva explains the Sevira lay, because he holds, the Rav Papa noid meyukanta kamaisa, that Rav Papa's answer is so good that it does not require the initial suggestion that the Kusi was signed first and the Yisrael Kosher second. Rav Papa's concept is so good that one witness by get will not sign without the other. They all have to be present. As Rav Ashi explained, Gezeira Mishum Kulchem, we're worried about a case where they all are obligated to sign the get. So they ask and clarify who needs to sign, who is going to be signing, before they do any signing. Once you have that principle in place, it really makes no difference whether the Yisrael signed first or the Kusi signed first. Either way, the Yisrael signature over here is evidence that the group that will be signing met with his approval. And therefore, even if the Kusi would sign second, the Pischei Tshuva maintains, it would also have this affirmation that we were looking for, that the Yisrael Kosher was recognizing the Kusi as a Kusi Chaver. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.